This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Join us here. You can bring up anything you want. Coming up, a crackdown on some folks trying to distribute Thanksgiving dinners. Thankfully, no one has cracked down here in New Hampshire, where over 600 families were fed a Thanksgiving dinner. They were given a Thanksgiving dinner, and they will have to prepare most of it themselves, but they were given all the ingredients, a turkey and all that, with Shire Sharing earlier, yesterday, I guess. Mm-hmm. We didn't really talk about that. I mentioned it yesterday. Maybe we should get into detail on exactly what that is and what has happened, because it's great news. But in some places, feeding other people will get you possibly arrested. At the very least, in this case, a police officer kicked some families out of a park for doing just that. But let's go back to your calls and thoughts. It's Ian, Rich, and Mark in the studio with you here. We've got Adam Kokesh on our Skype with us. Adam, thanks for hanging out there during the news as we continue. You were at a probation hearing recently in Washington, D.C., which is not where you live. You used to live out in that area, and then ultimately they came after you for a video that you made, a protest video, with you racking a shotgun in Washington, D.C., which is apparently not legal. So they raided your home and then ultimately brought you up on charges and then put you on probation for a time. And every now and then with the supervised probation, you have to show up to a court hearing. So you traveled all the way from Arizona to D.C. to attend said court hearing. You're kind of telling us about your experience inside the courthouse. There was one guy who gave you a compliment. He appreciated the way you handled yourself in court, standing up for yourself, whereas most people just bend over and take it. So that was cool. But then you ended up going to the to try to leave D.C., and that's where the trouble really started for you, right?
Well, I should point out that one of the fun quirks of my probation is that I was originally banned in Washington, D.C., not allowed to step foot within the district.
That's right.
And so I had to leave the area.
You were banished.
Dude, I'd
love to get banished. That would rock. I'm proud to know you, bro.
Who does that happen to? They don't do that anymore.
I kind of ruined it, you know. Like, I don't like living in the D.C. area. I was really just there to use the White House as a backdrop to make videos and to go troll protesters and whatnot. But I was then in a little bit of a miscommunication with our probation officer in California, and he complained to D.C. They called me back to court in D.C. while I was banned in D.C. So, you know, it's funny to run into these various contradictions. And then I was flying out of Baltimore on my way home, and I flown with this ankle bracelet, I don't know, maybe a dozen times. And normally I opt out because they're, you know, I mean, you guys know there are lots of reasons to opt out.
And when you say opt out, you mean the scanner thing where they have people go and put their arms up and that thing.
Yeah. Opting out of that. So instead he's getting the blue glove love, the free government massage.
That's right.
Don't touch my junk.
Generally speaking, you have to point a gun at me to put my hands over my head. But in this case, I was like, you know what? Let's just see what happens. I'm going to get maybe I won't get the full pat down. I'll just get the ankle pat down. And so every time I go through and I do opt out, they notice the ankle bracelet, and they say, "What's that?" I say, "Hey, it's a GPS ankle bracelet. Don't worry. It's not a bomb." And they swab it for explosives, and they go, "Oh, okay." And they treat it like any other medical device.
Okay.
And this time it was going through the I guess I should have opted out and gone for someone who knew a little bit more of what he was doing, although I know that's really not something to be looking for among the ranks of the TSA. And they triggered on, I said, "Look, it's not a bomb. Don't worry. Just test it like you always do." And they,
he said bomb.
Bomb.
Everybody runs around.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? The way I go through a TSA checkpoint is like everything else in life. You know, I don't cower. You know, I don't alter my behavior because of what someone wants me to do. I will alter my behavior based on what someone's threatening me with, obviously. But, you know, I film at checkpoints. I'm that guy with the TSA. I've got, I don't know, probably a couple million views when you add up all of my TSA videos. Mm. And I've been recognized at TSA checkpoints. I get recognized pretty much every time I go through one, and a lot of times by name. So it's not at all surprising to think that maybe this was someone who knew who I was and wanted to set me up, but it really doesn't matter. It's just, you know, another demonstration of how scary it is that people with, you know, IQs below room temperature have this ridiculous arbitrary authority over you.
So they freaked out about you saying that it was not a bomb.
Right.
And what happened?
Wow.
What happened next?
Oh, so they turn on the alarms, and we stand around for 15 minutes, and people cover their ears. And
so basically, they shut down the checkpoint. Everybody else was not able to go through to their flights because of this?
Yeah, just for about 15 minutes. Okay. And then they dragged me down to the interrogation room, and I talked to the local cops and the FBI. And they were like, at one point, actually, they wanted to get me to rat out other activists. They were like, you must be really privy to some interesting stuff in your
Do you know those guys?
Is there a guy named Phil Christian in there?
No, I don't think there was a Phil, but it was three FBI agents, all of very interesting states of mind that they brought into that conversation. It was a fun experience. It was a good adventure. I've never been interrogated by the FBI before. I've gotten phone calls.
You know, but we learned during Rich Paul's trial for selling cannabis from this Phil Christiana he mentioned, who is the FBI agent in that case, that the FBI actually has a policy against recording interviews with people. So,
what?
Yeah, they have a policy against it. They won't. They do not record their interviews.
So my suggestion is, whenever you're interviewed by them, demand that a recording be made.
Well, in this case, it was the room, the interrogation room at the airport. They said that, you know, there's a mic on the table and a camera in the ceiling. And they kept telling me everything here is being recorded.
Interesting.
Okay, that was probably TSA. Yeah.
It's Baltimore Transportation Authority police that run that facility, I
Got
believe.
It.
So.
All right.
Yeah, and then
I tried to intimidate you. That didn't work.
Yeah, so I got a citation for interfering, and I'm
Who
pretty
wrote
sure
the citation.
A local cop, one of the cops of the airport.
So you've got a local ordinance violation in Baltimore now?
Yeah.
Oh, good
and
Lord, bro.
Interfering means having said it is not a bomb?
Right.
Okay.
Wow, this would be an interesting case. So now you're going to have to go back to Baltimore to go to court?
I hope not. It's not worth it. It's like one of the things that I've come to appreciate, and I know that as the movement evolves, I think more people are having these kinds of epiphanies in terms of directing their own activism. But, you know, going to court day in and day out is not an effective way to wake people up or enact change, and it's usually not the most efficient way.
It's self-defense.
At some point, it's always self-defense. But, you know, I mean, if I could pay a fee and stay on the West Coast versus buy some more plane tickets or take another Greyhound across the country, I don't know if my body can take it. You know, I've gotten to the point where I can enjoy what I do simply as performance art and present it as such, and not a quest for every little victory along the way. I think the greatest victory comes in standing up. If you stand up and they want to distract you with court hearings, then, you know, you lose if you're losing opportunities to stand up again or that much sooner. And for me, you know, on a bigger scale, what I've come to really impose is the most brutal measure of effectiveness and efficiency of my activism is how many people do we wake up? How many converts do you learn to a different way of thinking? To the anti-dogma of thinking for yourself. At least as applies as we are concerned with the issues of ethics and government. And a lot of what we do as performance art is a great way to reach into the mainstream or to reach people that we wouldn't otherwise. But when it comes down to it, it doesn't change the fundamental metric of what is effective activism. Now, there are two other metrics that I accept as legitimate that I think are great guides for people who want to improve their activism. But the first one is winning converts. How many minds can you free? How many people can you pull out of the matrix? Second one is how much can you reduce the coercion in society? Get a bad law changed, a tax reduced, or a bad cop fired, that kind of thing. And the third one, and maybe this is the most important, is how much fun can you have?
Yeah,
if you're
totally
having fun,
agree.
If you're having fun, you can never be faulted.
The people will fault you, but I think if you're not having fun, you're doing it wrong. Adam, can you stick with us for another segment?
Sure, happy.
All right, more with Adam Kokesh from thefreedomline.com. That's his website, and you can call in if you got a question, 855-453.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of O2Pure's revolutionary e-cigarette have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-717-8682. The advanced O2Pure design creates a pleasant vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love whenever and wherever they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with O2Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-717-8682. 1-800-717-8682. 1-800-717-8682.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us toll free, 855-450-FREE. If you've got a question for Adam Kokesh, he's with us from thefreedomline.com. He's on Skype with us at the moment, so if you've got a question, you do have to call in, given that we cannot conference Skype calls together. That's just the way Skype works, or in that case, doesn't work. So join us toll-free, 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian here.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
And do your online shopping for this holiday season or any old time of the year at shop.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through the links you will find there, there's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. When you enter Amazon through those links, Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. So it's a great way to get the shopping done that you need to do and help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. So once again, go to shop.freetalklive.com and get it done, because it's the holiday season. Black Friday is coming up this week. You don't want to go to the stores. You don't have to deal with the crowds. Just do it from home. Do it from the office. Shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Adam Kokesh. He's on Skype with us here. Adam, you were in D.C. for a probation hearing that stemmed from a civil disobedience incident a couple of years ago where you racked a shotgun in Washington, D.C. They came after you, raided your home, and destroyed your life, essentially, in that moment. They put you in jail for a while. And then ultimately you went out on probation. You came back for a probation hearing last week. You had an interesting time in court. And then you figured you were just going to leave, just like you left before, by flying out from Baltimore Airport. And the TSA decided to take issue with your ankle bracelet that you had sort of jokingly said was not a bomb, which you've said on multiple occasions at other airports. But in this case, they decided to shut down the security checkpoint for 15 minutes and then ultimately interrogate you in some sort of interrogation room.
And yes, I'm also banned at the airport, at least I was. I don't know how long it lasts. And I'm banned from flying on United Airlines. And I hope this is the reverse endorsement that it should be. If there's an airline that will automatically take the government's side and presume you guilty until proven innocent, that is not an airline you want to fly on.
I'll make a note of that.
You're not wrong.
I suspect it's all of them, but that's how businesses are.
You never know. But last time, like, I had an incident with Delta. Well, I shouldn't say it was with Delta. I was flying on Delta, and this was out of New York, coming back from Liberty Fest. And I started filming at a checkpoint, and guy said, you can't. And I said, you're wrong, and ended up talking to a supervisor saying, hey, please educate your agents better. And as a result, I missed my flight by just a couple minutes. And I was like, well, I got all day. TSA is going to be here all day. Let's make some more videos. So I went back, and I caught up with the agents that delayed me. And I caught up with the agent who, you know, is it lying or just, you know, a petty assumption, abuse of power for him to say, you're not allowed to film here because I don't like being filmed. So I actually chased him down as he was leaving on break.
Nice.
And then I went back to complain and a number of times, and they swatted my cell phone out of my hand while I was recording. I thought that was going to be a huge news story.
Video.
Now it's sort of like, nothing the TSA does makes headlines anymore. It's just like nobody cares. It's so pathetic we've come to accept this, that every time you fly, your balls are going to get groped, and something from your bags might get stolen, and you're probably going to get lied to, and you might miss your flight because of someone's just ridiculous incompetence and bad training. We have it on video. I'm filming him, and he reaches up and swats my cell phone out of my hand. I thought for sure
that
was going to be a viral video. I mean, on my channel, it did okay. I got like 40,000 views. I thought for sure people were going to be, you know, just for the fun of the video. No, not even. We are so used to this now. We are so just conditioned to accept this kind of, you know, petty power BS, and it's really sad.
Adam, we got a question from a listener via text here. It's Nathan in Texas. He says, in the interrogation, did Adam respond to questions with, quote, I don't answer questions, unquote, and if not, why not? What was the interrogation like?
Okay, you know, a lot of people will say, don't answer questions, don't say anything. And if you're not confident in what you're saying and represent yourself and you understand the exact legal situation and you know you're not going to say something that's going to increase your legal liability, that is the best advice. However, I have been in numerous situations where I've talked myself out of trouble, once at a Border Patrol checkpoint, various times with local cops. And in this case, I knew that the liability was relatively low, but that if they really wanted to mess with me, they could, you know, making terrorist threats, whatever the TSA wants to say, they'll, and my side of the story isn't out there, then, you know, they can do whatever. So I actually, did a sort of semi-cooperation, you know, they, and it was really kind of pathetic in how they do an investigation like this. And they wanted me to say, like, how did your day start? How did you get to Baltimore? How did you do this? And I was like, this is all really public records stuff. Like, they're saying, what happened when you got to the checkpoint? And I was like, well, I walked into the line and I talked to the person. I gave them my boarding pass and my ID, and I filmed a little bit because there was some stuff going on, and I put my camera down, I put my phone down, and I went through the checkpoint. But, you know, it was just, I don't know if it was a good play or not. You can never tell with these things, but I walked away with a citation that I didn't expect, so you could say it didn't go well on that count, but I'm confident that they could have done a lot worse, and that if I hadn't talked, that might have been more likely. So that was the decision I made. You know, I'd love to hear your guys' take on that if you want to pick that one apart.
But I got nothing to say about that. I mean, you were there in the moment, and I think, you know, you got to make your best choices based on the information that you've been given.
Yeah, all anyone can do at this point is speculate. I will speculate that if a law enforcement officer thinks you're an a-hole, that they're going to treat you the way that they believe a-holes are best treated, which is to give you as much trouble as they possibly can. You better be in a good position if that's the tack you're going to take with them.
Right, and you know, there were a couple of fun things about this, and in those terms, if you can personalize yourself a little bit to the officers and have a friendly conversation. Now, I'm not saying that I'm not advising this, because for most people who don't have like the experience and presence of mind in these situations that experienced civil disobedience activists like ourselves do, you are taking on a certain liability every time you open your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But, like,
sure.
One of these guys was a former Marine rugby player, so we talked about rugby for 15 minutes, and it was funny. It was like, well, all these other agents are standing there watching this.
And you are also a former Marine, just for listeners that don't know.
And played, yeah, but you couldn't tell from the stupid look on my face. I know that doesn't work on the radio. And I was on the rugby team for the Marines 1 year and played throughout college. So, like, you know, we got to have a friendly conversation in this awkward situation about that. And one of the cops, this is really fun, one of the local cops actually recognized me from my YouTube channel and said that he had seen some of my videos through Cop Block. And I said, are you a fan? And he sort of shrugs and smiles sheepishly. And then I asked him why he became a cop, and he says, because I had no other skill set. And I was like, wow, that is a refreshingly honest answer.
Wow.
It is. He was the cool one of, yeah, I mean,
the good cop,
who knows. But one of the FBI agents was like, I suggested, and it's funny how this became a topic of conversation, like, is it possible that the TSA agents would recognize you, you know, after I suggest it and tell them who I am and about my YouTube channel. And at one point, this guy just, like, gets really angry. You're not a celebrity. You're not some kind of athlete. Who do you think you are going through a TSA checkpoint expecting people to recognize you? Well, I'm the guy who has a video of a random TSA agent recognizing me on my YouTube channel. And the other guy had seen the incident from 2 years ago at the Baltimore airport. So,
Adam, can you stick with us?
Exchange. Well, I really should go, gents, but I appreciate the opportunity.
All right, Adam Kokesh, The Freedom Line.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think.
For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You join us here. Toll free number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there. It is a brand newly redesigned website, so please go and enjoy at freetalklive.com. If you're online at all, you really ought to be protecting yourself with ProXPN, whether you've got Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, or Linux. There's support available for you at ProXPN.com. And if you're a Bitcoin user, you get the best deal possible on ProXPN. Here's what we got for you. You go to ProXPN.com/AMP and pay with Bitcoin, and you can get 2 years of ProXPN for less than $50. That's a huge discount off the already great price we've been giving you previously for those of you paying with credit card. If you pay with a credit card, you can use code FTL50 and you'll get 50% off the regular monthly price when you get the annual account. And that breaks the price down to less than $5 a month. But I think $50 for 2 years is way better than that. So if you've got Bitcoin, go to proxpn.com/amp. ProXPN encrypts your online data before it reaches your internet service provider, protecting you from the prying and the spying. You can go and get started right now. ProXPN.com/amp. $5, by the way, of your purchase goes to the Free Talk Live AMP program, which will help Free Talk Live spread the ideas of liberty. So ProXPN is behind that. They're behind Free Talk Live, and they offer a great service on top, which protects you online. So go to ProXPN.com/AMP. Pay with Bitcoin today. As we continue with you tonight, you've got Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Mark.
So there's pretty disturbing news out of New South Wales. Now that is Australia, if I'm not mistaken. The story here from computerworld.com.au. Possessing files that can be used to 3D print firearms will soon be illegal in New South Wales after new legislation passed last week by State Parliament comes into effect. Among the provisions in the so-called Firearms and Weapons Prohibition Legislation Amendment Bill is an amendment to the Weapons Prohibition Act of 1998, stating that a person, quote, must not possess a digital blueprint for the manufacture of a firearm on a 3D printer or on an electronic milling machine. The maximum penalty is 14 years in jail.
Jeez. Wow.
This is 14 years for having blueprints. 14 years for having data, a set of ones and zeros in a very specific order that amounts to a 3D printable plan that one could use to print the parts that could then be assembled to build a gun like the Liberator. This is the gun that Cody O- oh, no, what was his last name? Cody, thinking O'Connor, but that's the talk show host.
That Neil?
Cody, yeah. The guy from Austin, the guy who came up with the Liberator. I'm sorry, I'm forgetting his last name at the moment.
Cody.
Yep. Anyway, he came up with the Liberator.
The interwebs know.
Yep, they sure do, and I don't have them in front of me at the moment. So he came up with the Liberator, which is named after the gun from, what was it, World War II?
Yes.
Where the United States dropped these crappy guns on France, and the idea was they were like a one-shot, one-off kind of thing. And
mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, they were a 45. They had a one-shot. You had to unscrew something, put the bullet in, and then screw it back in, I believe. So it was somewhat of an ordeal to load them.
And apparently they were highly unreliable as well, from what I understand.
That I wasn't aware of, but yes. That's too
like
bad.
Blowing up in people's hands and things like that.
Oh, because, yeah. You know, reliability would be vital in that situation. Because, you know, the whole idea is you take one of these things, you walk up behind a Nazi, right. And you pop him in the back of the head and take his gun, which is presumably much better than yours.
Yeah, yeah, that was the idea. And I imagine it worked most of the time, but in some cases it apparently didn't.
It's Cody Wilson.
Thank you. Cody Wilson, the designer of the Liberator. So he came out with this gun and released the plans for it to the internet and started all kinds of controversy because the 3D printable gun is such a revolution in, or evolution, if you will, in technology because, you know, you previously had to go to gun expert types in order to get a gun, like a gun manufacturer or at the very least someone providing the parts that you could put together for a gun. Now, if you have a 3D printer of, I don't know, virtually any sort, you don't have to have a special 3D printer for this. You can print these pieces out. I believe the Liberator only has one metal part in it. I believe it has a screw. That part can't be printed. But the rest of the gun, all of the pieces can be printed out with any old 3D printer, which means that the barrier of entry to acquiring a gun because of this has been lowered dramatically. It usually costs hundreds of dollars to purchase a gun. Now, to be fair, 3D printers, you know, they might run you a few bucks, but they can be used to print other things. So, presuming you have,
or they can be used 1,000 times to print out
to print 1,000 guns. Sure, exactly. So, this to the state is an incredibly dangerous proposition. The state wants to be in control, and when I say the state, I mean governments in general. The state wants to be in control of things like guns. They want to have their tentacles as deeply into that marketplace as they possibly can. They want to know who sells the guns. They want to know to whom they are being sold. They want to have records of as much of this as they possibly can. You've got to fill out paperwork. They got to run a background check. If you live in New Hampshire, it's not as hard to get guns here. If you're an individual, you can
but
sell.
But governments love lists.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've tried doing this with certain kinds of code. For example, there was an encryption encryption algorithm that they outlawed for export, and some people actually wrote an implementation of the algorithm in Perl and printed it on a t-shirt and somehow got hassled going through customs for this and because they were wearing the t-shirt. And how the precursors to the TSA recognized it, I can't imagine. He might have told them what it was.
Interesting.
But I'm pretty sure he was hassled, and he ended up winning the case on First Amendment grounds. And so that I would be very surprised if the kind of law that they're talking about would pass constitutional muster in the United States, because they're trying to ban the very information of how this thing is constructed, the very knowledge of it.
Yeah.
And that is not, normally knowledge is not something that is subject to ban.
But that's why we should be thanking protesters. People often look down their nose at the protesters. They're like, get a job. Even people that take things to court, you know, the activists that take things to court and stuff like that, they're rarely on their side. They certainly don't contribute to them. And that's one of the reasons we should be thanking these people is because, look, somebody's got to push back or governments mm-hmm. will constantly claw away your right.
Yes.
Yeah, you think the things you say today aren't a problem. But wait until everybody stops protesting the other fringe issues that the government goes for. Then pretty soon, some of the things you say will end your butt up in jail. And you'll be like, why doesn't anybody do anything for me? Because you said get a job. And that's what I did. I went out and got a job and I stopped protesting. I stopped caring about your freedoms because you said that what I needed to do was go act like you. And you didn't do anything because you're a lazy bum and you deserve to have your rights taken away. People, the working class people in the past had to keep their mouths shut about their rulers. Mm-hmm. They had to. They were scared for their necks.
And that's why division of labor is so important. I mean, in order to have first line activists, people who are out there confronting the police, you know, there has to be a second line of activists that's funding them and that's just showing up for walk-on roles at the protest, because having a lot of people out there does make things more effective. And I do think that, you know, the more we're protesting against the laws that exist, the less time and energy they have to push new ones.
Yep, that's absolutely true. So let me continue here with the news, and then I've actually got a related story about Cody Wilson, just to update our listeners on that and what's going on with him, because he's facing a similar situation. He's allowed to have the plans filtering about through the United States, but the U.S. government wants to prohibit people outside of the United States from getting their hands on the plans for these guns, these printable guns, these 3D printable guns. So New South Wales is banning the possession of just the plans. The guns, obviously, are going to get you in trouble, but having the plans now could bring you 14 years in prison. Our toll-free number is 855-453. You can share your thoughts and bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
Have you become a slave to big tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium-flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local gas station. Use the coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com, where you will always get free guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and big tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com. Giant, VAPES.com with coupon code FTL10.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. Also join us on Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
And Rich, where can listeners find more of you on the internet?
They can find me at the Church of the Invisible Hand, which is at http://invisiblehand.church. And, right there, there's a wiki where we're starting to flesh out theology, and there's also pointers to our Facebook page, which has more frequent updates, and it's more just little snippets of information, images, that kind of thing.
And how about ways to support your efforts?
Okay. Whenever I appear on Free Talk Live, I post it to patreon.com. That's P-A-T-R-E-A-E-O-N. E-O-N.com. Thank you. And / Friar Rich. And
is that linked to from the invisiblehand.church site?
It will be by the end of the night.
Okay, excellent.
And there you can pledge $1 each time I appear on Free Talk Live, and you'll get a feed that where all of the episodes that I appear on are posted.
Fantastic. Cool ways to get behind what you're doing. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. And we're talking about New South Wales banning the possession, not just of 3D guns, 3D printed guns, but the possession of the files that you need to make said 3D printed gun.
Yeah, so not only can you not have formed plastic here in the form, because this is the 3D printed guns are made out of, they're just plastic. They look remarkably like toys, and you can't just have, not just have that, but it's the, you know, whatever file there is that, that this comes from. I'd point out that when we make files illegal, and 3D printed guns are one of them, but child porn's another one. They can move things through the interweb tubes and put these files on your computer in certain circumstances when you didn't. And this is a way to sort of disappear people that they might want to get rid of for whatever reason.
True.
Now, obviously, I'm not a, you know, apparently they don't want to get rid of me badly enough, but because they haven't done that. So, you know, I don't know how much it is, how likely it is, but it's a power you're giving the government.
Let's go to Nick. He's in Philadelphia. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Rich, and Mark.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to point out that you guys were talking about how they like making lists or they want to corner the market for guns and all that. Well, I think it has much more to do with the same reason why a mugger doesn't want his victim armed, you know. It's easier to control people when they're not armed.
They don't want us to be able to defend ourselves from them.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, they've done a pretty good job of controlling people, even though they are armed, right? I mean, if you look at Connecticut, for instance, after the school shooting down there a year ago or whenever it was, they passed a more restrictive firearms legislation there and required that all of the people who had there were certain restrictions to where people actually had to go and turn in their guns, or else they'd have to go and get some kind of a license. And the people in Connecticut, many of them dutifully lined up and waited their turn to become licensed. Now others didn't. They didn't turn over their guns and basically became felons, just who have not been caught yet.
They're just waiting for the government to swoop in on them.
Yeah. So I mean, not everybody's totally obedient, but for the most part, the guns haven't really stopped the tyranny, have they?
Well, people got to be willing to use them, and also they have a lot better guns.
Well,
than a lot
using
more
the guns against the government isn't going to help, right? Because they have a lot of guns, like you said, they have better guns. And further, whenever somebody uses violence against the state, they will be used as the example of why we need the state to protect us from violent people.
Well, that depends on
1776.
Did it work in 1776? Because we got a bit much bigger government than King George had.
Well, but much smaller than modern England has.
I don't know. Let's take a look at Canada. Canada didn't run away, and it's shows up on the World Freedom Charts. The Heritage Foundation, the Fraser Institute, is higher than the United States.
You said they didn't run away from England, you mean?
Right. Well, yeah. To best of my knowledge, there hasn't been a single revolutionary movement in Canada. And I have no idea what it is about the 49th parallel or whatever it is. I need to check that again because there's one in South Korea.
There's a Quebecy secession movement.
That's true.
Yeah. They seem... I mean, I'm not a big fan of Quebec in the...
Oh, no.
You know, when you start specifying what languages you can put your signs in, that's pretty frightening.
Is there a mandate in Quebec that all signage has to be double language?
It doesn't have to be double language. It has to exist in French.
Uh-huh.
You can have other languages, but they must be smaller than the French.
I see.
The fonts have to be smaller. Which I was there and I couldn't believe it. We were going to a Chinese restaurant, which made it especially glaring. That,
Nick, other thoughts? Go ahead.
Yeah, I worked at Bundy Ranch.
What worked at Bundy Ranch?
Standing up.
Well, people were willing to die for the rights of that man, and they gave back the cattle, and he's still free.
When you say people were willing to die, what do you mean?
They were willing to die.
People brandished arms in defense of that man's family and his property.
I think he's got a good point. I think that is what occurred there. I wouldn't say the guns are useless. I would say that they are a poor bulwark against the government and government intrusion and government taking our freedoms.
Guns are a last resort, but even walking around, I mean, we don't get tear gassed at rallies in New Hampshire. We don't get beaten at protests. And one of the reasons is that we're standing there with guns, and the police don't know if they're going to survive their move against us. And for that reason, I think that's a lot of the reason that we've escaped a lot of the kind of violence that you've seen against protesters all over America during Occupy Wall Street, during a lot of the unarmed protests. You're constantly seeing brutality and tear gas. Now, partially that's because New Hampshire is better than the rest of the country in a lot of ways, but I think partially it's also an offshoot of you don't want to tear gas people with guns. You don't want to panic people with guns, so it's best to let them protest and let them go home peacefully.
Yeah, and then I think you might be right that the fact that New Hampshire has a more gun freedom oriented place could generally mean the police just behave nicer overall. I think that's generally true of the police here, mm-hmm. and that could be one of the reasons for it. But that doesn't mean that that using the guns would actually assist in achieving liberty. I mean, I see what you're saying.
Well,
the
I would say that
them,
is.
I can see what you're saying, where the possession of them can deter infringements upon liberty. Mm-hmm. But the actual use of them, I think, jumps the shark, because then it puts you in the category of being the crazy gun nut who's shooting at the government, and that's why we need government to protect
depends,
it from the crazy gun nuts.
It depends on the context of the use. If you come across two cops raping a woman and you shoot them both in the head, I think that's good PR. If you come across a couple of meter maids and shoot them, I think that's terrible PR.
You better have video of what the cops were doing beforehand, because if you just pull their pants down around their ankles, everybody's going to say that's what you did after you shot them.
Well, I mean, and I have no intention of pulling anybody's pants off, nor do I think it's likely that I'm going to. But, a lot of it might well come down to what the victim had to say and what her injuries were. But that is a situation where I think it would be healthy, and I think it would be a huge
porn
statement.
Movie with the two guys in police uniforms and the big boobied gals, like, all we were doing was shooting a scene. This guy comes up and kills the guys.
Yeah, you got to be real careful when you're exercising deadly force against people. I mean, you absolutely have to know what's going on in a situation before you take an action like that. Hey, Nick, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And you know that in that situation, they're going to prosecute you. They're going to come at you. You're going to be made to look like a murderer, because their story is going to be, well, there was no rape going on here. And, if the woman says that there was, it could just be that you were in cahoots with her and that you were cop killers.
They'll certainly do their best.
Yeah.
You definitely want to have your eyes dotted and your T's crossed if you're in a situation. Any time that you have to use deadly force in defense of another, you had better know what's going on.
That's the difficulty, though, is that in many cases you can't know what's going on. If you walk on by,
or you have mere seconds to try to figure it out.
You walk on by. What you've said is that I'd rather trade the rape of this woman for my freedom and my comfort. So that's what
we've devolved
to.
Anytime you see armed people throwing bullets at unarmed people, you can pretty much assume that the guys who are shooting are in the wrong.
Watch out if they've got government uniforms on.
Toll free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. The use of violence against the state, certainly not something that libertarians agree on. You can share your thoughts with us. And more about 3D guns and their legal status. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.